The Gemara in Megillah on Daf Yedalet Amud Aleph says, Tanur Rabbanan, Arbaim Ushmeina Neviim V'Sheva Neviyos Nisnabu Lahem LiYisrael. There were 48 Neviim and 7 Neviyos, 7 female prophets, that gave Nevuah for Klal Yisrael. V'Lei Pichsu V'Lei Heisira Al Mashakasa B'Tayr. Never did any of these Neviim dare take away anything from the Torah or add anything to the Torah. Chutz mi Mikra Megillah, with the sole exception of Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah was a Takanas Nevi'im. They added the mitzvah to lay the Megillah on Purim. And the Gemara wants to know, how did they know to do this? It's a very big, monumental decision to add something to the Torah. My Darish, what was their drasha? Amr B'chia Bar Abin Amr B'Yeshua Ben Karcha. Kal v'chaymer. They darshan the kal v'chaymer. It's interesting that you'd think that the Nevi'im were misakin things b'kayach nevuah. But even Nevi'im, when they are misakin something, they use lamdas. They used one of the kinyane ha'tayra, one of the midash ha'tayra, nidreshes b'hen, and that is a kal v'chaymer. And they darshan as follows. Umame avdas l'cheirus amrinan shira madach when it comes to avdas t'cheirus. When it comes to Klal Yisrael leaving a state of shibud, leaving a state of slavehood, and going out to cheirus, going out to freedom, amrinan shira, they said shira, mimisa l'chayim l'kol shekein. So certainly, when Klal Yisrael went from misa to chayim, from death to life, during the time of Haman, when we were supposed to all be killed, lahashmid, laharug, la'abed is kol Yehudim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us from that matzav of Misa, like kol shekein, certainly we should sing Shira, meaning we should say the Mikra Megillah, we should come together on Purim and lay in the Megillah. Now, what exactly is this Shira of Pesach? When the Gemara says, Umame Abdus L'Cheres Amrinan Shira, so what is the Shira that the Gemara is referring to from where we learn a Kal V'Chaymer to Purim? And Rashi says, Me Abdus L'Cheres, B'Yitzias Mitzrayim Amru Shira Al Hayam. At Yitzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael sang Shira Al Hayam, they sang Oz Yashir. And the Nevi'im made a Kal V'Chaymer from this. If we sing Oz Yashir, if we sing a Shira to the Rabbeinu Shalom when we went out from a state of Avdus to Cheiros, so certainly when we go out from a state of Misa to a state of Chayim, which is a much greater Yeshua, a much greater salvation, certainly we should sing Shira in the form of Mikra Megillah. Now, on this line of the Gemara, Mame Avdus L'Cheiros Amrinan Shira, and on what Rashi says that it's going on the Oz Yashir, the Turei Evan, one of the great classics, in his Pirush on Maseches Megillah, he asks several questions. One of the major questions that he asks is, how can you say that it's Shira Al Hayom? How can you say that Me Avdus L'Cheiros was the Shira that Klal Yisrael said Al Hayom? After all, that wasn't just Me Avdus L'Cheiros. That was also Mimisa L'Chaim. What's the Kal V'Chaimer? Ma Me Avdus L'Cheiros Amrinan Shira Mimisa L'Chaim L'Kol Shekein? That's assuming that there's just Avdus L'Cheiros, and we said Shira. Frekta Turei Evan, what are you talking about? When it came to Yitzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael, their very life was in jeopardy. In fact, they complained and they said, Hamibliya and Kvarim b'Mitzrayim, were there not enough graves in Egypt, L'kachtanu lamas b'Midbar, that you took us out to die here in the Midbar? Meaning, they understood that there was an imminent threat to their lives. So that's also Mimisa L'Chaim. The Yeshua of the Yam, when we were standing on the Yam, make no mistake about it, it was also a Yeshua, a Geula from Avdus L'Cheiros. And the Shira, presumably, was one not only of Avdus L'Cheiros, but Mimis L'Chaim. So how are you making a Kal V'Chaymer from Avdus L'Cheiros to Purim, if Pesach itself really was a Shira of Mimis L'Chaim? That's the major question that the Turei Evan asks. As a result of that, the Turei Evan says differently than Rashi. He says that he feels that Me'adus L'cheres Hamin and Shira is not going on the Az Yashar Al Hayam, but rather it's going on the Hallel that we say B'Leil HaSeder, which is a Shira that's Me'adus L'cheres. I wanted to defend Rashi's pshat against the Torah Evans attack, and I wanted to say the following. In answer to this question, this very strong question on Rashi, that how can you say that May Avdas Techeris is talking about Shir Al Hayom, if Al Hayom our lives were in jeopardy, we have to understand that every single Yontif has its own motif, it has its own theme, it has its own Yisaid. No two Yom Tovim are alike. You know, the Leitzanim, they like to say that all Jewish holidays are the same. They tried to kill us. Hashem saved us. Let's eat. That's basically how Leitzanim look at all the Yom Tovim. They just sort of put them all in the same basket. It's basically some sort of salvation, a Yeshua. And as a result of that, we celebrate. But that couldn't be further from the truth. Just like when it comes to the physical body, every single ailment, Le'aleinu, has its own medicine, has its own vitamins, has its own refuah. The same thing is true when it comes to the neshama. The neshama has many different needs, and each yontif is a time to give the neshama exactly what it needs. Sometimes the neshama needs emuna. Sometimes the neshama needs simcha. Sometimes the neshama needs other forms of halal, vahida, other forms of eating, of mishta, of simcha. But whatever the neshama needs, the yom tovim come, and each yontif, like its own medicine, like its own particular form of refuah ha-nefesh, comes along and gives the neshama exactly the dietary supplement that it needs. And so each yontif is different. Every single yontif has its own mahus, has its own theme. And every shira, every halal on every yontif corresponds to the specific purpose of that yontif. This is reflected in a Me'iri, one of the great Mefarshim on Shas, the Beis HaBechira LaMe'iri. If you look in the Hakdama, in his introduction to Maseches Brachos, he says as follows. I'm going to read a few lines from it. He says that a Yid should not just celebrate Yom Tovim by rote and just assume they're all exactly the same. V'im lo yis'ayir al zeh, and if you're not aware of this, if you don't awaken yourself and stir yourself to this reality, aval she'yaseh zeh mitzad ha'hergo, but you're just celebrating one yantiv after another yantiv because it's on the calendar, you have to celebrate it. Me'ein hergish asiyas ha'davar l'chveid bayre, and you don't have in mind to do it with a specific kavana for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended from every yantiv. U'me'ein kavanas kiyam ha'mitzvahs, and without any kiyam ha'mitzvah intent, v'yatek al zeh ha'tzad mi'mitzvah l'mitzvah, you pivot through life this way from one mitzvah to another. V'yeichel al derech zeh matzah v'pesach. On Pesach, you know that there's a commandment to eat matzahs. You go to the supermarket, you get matzahs, and you eat it without thinking. You just know, this is what I'm supposed to do, so that's what I'll do. The yeshiv besukkah b'chag, or you sit in the sukkah on sukkahs, but without thinking, without giving any idea, any kavana, any taste for you, for your family, exactly why you're doing it. You're just sitting it because that's what everyone else is doing. The Me'iri says, "Hu kedimyan hachamar noisa l'maisa beis hakotzer, umasa anovim beis habotzer, umatsa achitem beis hatchina." He says this is tantamount to a chamar who basically by every single time of year, it schleps its cargo on its back. Do you think the donkey cares whether or not it's the time that it's schlepping grapes, or the time of the year that it's schlepping tvua, different types of wheat on its back, or other types of cargo throughout the year? Lo yagiyena mishina ha'itam shum esbeinunos. He doesn't care what time of year it is. Oh wow, now it's the springtime, now it's the fall, now it's the winter. He couldn't care less. Rakshina ha'maisa derech mikra. V'tochein aleihem gam kein bira pasuk al derech hanizkar likrei chamas aleihem shaf beis haseis ha-mitzvah yichavnu ba la'asiyas ha-mitzvah klal. He says basically the Meiri that this is what you're doing. If you're one of these yidden that are just celebrating all Yom Tovim in one fell swoop, they're all the same. Beis HaShavuos, Sukkos, Chanukah, Purim, just another holiday. We have to take off from work. We have to krechts about a 3-day yantiv. We have to go shopping in the supermarket, spend a lot of money. But we have no idea, nor do we care about what exactly the theme, the kavana of that specific yantiv is. We're just doing it by rote. He says it's kechamar naiselumaisi. You're basically just a donkey schlepping whatever load is dumped on its back without any passion, without any feeling, without any inspiration. And that's very important. This Meiri is a life lesson for us as we come throughout the year to different Yom Tovim. We have to learn about the Yom Tovim in advance. That's why there's a din of Shleishim Yom Kaidim HaChag, 30 days before Yom Tovim. You're supposed to delve into all of the halachas of the Yom Tovim and all the agaditas of the Yom Tovim, the drush, the machshava, the lamdas. There's a beauty to Yom Tovim, but it's only beautiful if a person could really understand it and spend time to be mispainin, to contemplate what the uniqueness of every Yom Tov is. What is the purpose of every Yom Tov for my neshama? What is the purpose of it for my life? And when a person is able to understand every single yantiv, what it is, and be mispainin in it, and be ma'irer to it, at that point, when a person is able to do that, then a person is able to come and be aimed on the emes of what every single yantiv is. Based on this Meiri, I was thinking that one might say an answer to the Turi Evans question on Rashi. What was the Turi Evans question on Rashi when the Gemara in Megillah says, Umame Abdus L'Cheiris Amrinan Shira, that when we go from Abdus to Cheiris, we sing Shira, and Rashi says that's talking about Shira Layam. And the Turi Evan asks, what are you talking about, Rashi, that Alayam, it was Me Abdus L'Cheiris, wasn't it? Mimisa L'Chaim. There was Hamibliang from Mitzrayim. There was also elements that we were saved from death, and we survived it. The Mitzrayim didn't kill us. All of that, I want to say, is true, but that's not the Mahus of Pesach. That's the Mahus of Purim. Purim is a celebration of Misa L'Chaim. We celebrate the fact that we went from death to life. That's what we get out of Purim. That's why on Purim we eat and we drink and we're merry, because our bodies physically are being makir types of Rabbeinu Shem, that we're alive, we survived the ordeal. And because of that, that's the yisayit of Purim. That's what the neshama is supposed to take from Purim. It's a celebration of me'avdus, of mimis l'chaim. And the Megillah reading that we're doing is a form of shira of mimis l'chaim. But when it comes to Pesach, albeit there was elements of Misa L'Chaim, perhaps we were saved from death at certain intervals, at certain times of this of Shvi Shal Pesach, we didn't drown in the Yamsev, we weren't killed by the Mitzvah. That's true. But the Shira of Pesach, the Mahus of Pesach, is one of Me'avdus L'Cheiris. The Yisayid HaYisaydis of Pesach is one that we celebrate the fact that we went from a state of Avdus to a state of Cheiris. We went from a state of being slaves to Paroi, and then we were freed from the house of Paroi, mi Beis Avdus of Paroi, and we were taken to the Beis Hashem. We went from Halu Avdei Hashem v'le Avdei Paroi. We're no longer Avdei Paroi, and we went from Shibo to Geula. We went L'Cheiros Olam, as we say in Davening. We had eternal freedom from Pesach. Pesach is not a celebration of the fact that we survived physically from death. That might have happened, but that's not the Mahus of the Chag. If you think that that's the Mahus of the Chag, then you're getting your wires crossed with Purim. Purim was the Yisayid HaYisaydes of Misa L'Chaim. That we celebrate, the fact that we survived, that Haman didn't actually fulfill his fantasy of killing out Klal Yisrael, of genocide. That's not the Yisayid of Pesach. Pesach is a separate Yisayid. Simply put, Avdus L'Cheiris. And therefore, the Shira that we sing on Pesach, whether it's the Shira of Az Yashir, or whether, even according to the Turi Evan, it's the halal of Pesach, of Seder night. These are halals and shiras of simply Avdas L'Cheres. And so when the Nevi'im came and made a Kal V'Chaymer from Pesach, it was absolutely a Kal V'Chaymer of Avdas L'Cheres, because Umame Avdas L'Cheres Amrin and Shira, the Shira that we said was simply a Shira of Avdas L'Cheres, of going from Avadim, of Avdei Parah to Avdei Hashem. We went L'Cheres Olam, we had eternal freedom, we got the Torah. Ein ben chayron al misha isek bateir. We were afforded the opportunity to always be free from then on. People, Goyim might enslave us, we might be in concentration camps, we might be in other forms of solitude and servitude, but we will always be b'mohusenu, free people, all because of the Leil HaPesach, because of the tremendous Yeshua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought upon us on Pesach. The Seid HaYeseides of Pesach is one of Avdas L'Cheres, and therefore the Kal V'Chaymer is perfect. Umame Avdas L'Cheres Amrinan Shira. If from a Shira that's for Avdas L'Cheres, we sang Shira, and the whole Mahus of the Shira, the Halal, the Az Yashir, the whole Yisayd of the Seder night, the Haggadah, all the Shiras and Sishpachas that are said about the fact that we went Me Avdas L'Cheres, Me Misal Chayim Purim, which is the Yisayd of Misal Chayim, like Kol Shekein, certainly there must be an obligation to sing Shira for that as well. What I'd like to say is that there is a chiyuv of Pesach to focus on Avdas L'Cheres. There's a chiyuv on Pesach to focus on Avdas L'Cheres, and that chiyuv is a chiyuv totally of Avdas L'Cheres. Right now, we are surrounded by days of Misa L'Chaim. Every day we see that there's a terrible magefa in the world. Every day we see that there is people dying, chashuvei tzadikim, balei chesed, rashi yeshiva, rabbonim, chashuvei balabatim, they're literally perishing day by day. We open up obituaries and we can't even have a time to read one before another one pops up. These are times of misal chayim. It's terrible. These are still spillovers, maybe from Purim, when we were completely immersed in the sugya of Misa and we're davening desperately that we should go L'Chaim. But as we're coming in to the Yimei HaPesach, Pesach has to be without that on our mind. We have to celebrate the Leil HaSeder with only the Kavanis of Avdas L'Cheres and put away all of the thoughts of Misa L'Chaim. I personally wanted to just give some shevach v'yedayah to the Rabbeinu Shalom for what I went through personally over the last couple of weeks. I had a terrible ordeal. I caught the virus, alay aleinu, and I mamish was hovering bein misa l'chaim. There were times that I didn't think I would survive. I don't want to go into the prate pratim of all of the terrible symptoms that I had, and it was terrible by day, it was worse at night, and I wasn't able to eat at all for several weeks. I was very nauseous and very mamish, all of the things, all the symptoms that they speak about, I had, and then some, kimat. Baruch Hashem, I wasn't hospitalized, and I wasn't on a ventilator, but everything short of that, I think I went through all the Asara Makis. But at the same time, I was able, Baruch Hashem, to get out of it and to learn a lot of Yesidus from my ordeal and to have tremendous hakaras types. The Rabbeinu Shalom, the last night of the machla, I had a terrible dream, and it was a dream that I was that very often people get about being chased. And I was chasing and running, and I was breathlessly trying to get something, and I couldn't get it the whole night. It was like evading me. And finally, at the break of dawn, when I awoke, I finally got what I was looking for, and it was a Sefer Pnei Yeshua. And I knew right away when I woke up what the dream meant, because the Sefer Pnei Yeshua in his Hakdama writes that he was also facing a matzav of certain death. There was an explosion of gunpowder in his house, and it took many members of his family away, and he came very close to dying, and he was surrounded by debris. He didn't know that if he'd be able to survive, and he made a neder to the Rabbeinu Shlom that if he would survive and he would get out of this matzav, that he would go and he would do a special thing for the Rabbeinu Shlom, and that is to write the Sefer Pnei Yeshua. He would be Isaac in the Sugyas with Ion, and he would work on Gemara, Rashi, Taisus, and Itaka produced a masterpiece. He survived, and he did exactly what he promised the Rabbeinu Shlom to do. And I knew that that was the end of my ordeal, and I was myself subconsciously pledging to the Rabbeinu Shlom that I too would go and do more for the Rabbeinu Shlom, daven better, learn deeper, maybe write more svarim and give over Torah to Talmidim in a deeper way, in a better way. And that was basically when I turned the corner and I got stronger and stronger Bli Ayin Hara from then on. And I have tremendous hakaras hatayot to the Rabbeinu Shlom for taking me mimisol chayim. But now, as we're entering the airspace of Chag HaPesach, that we're going me'avdas l'cheiros, we have to focus more, and especially on the Leil HaSeder, on the Hallel and Haidah of being able to be avdei Hashem le'avdei parei, and try as best we can to put out of our minds the death and all of the sickness, not chas v'shalom to forget the chaylim and to daven for them, but we have to celebrate the chag without all of the malach hamavis haunting us the entire yontif. During the yimei chag, we have to celebrate as much as we can the ability to go me'avdus l'cheiros, to have the freedom, to have the dalet kaisis, which are cheiros, and the matzis, and the mara, and all of the amuna that we're supposed to be taking from this chag. The mahus of the chag should be ours, because we need it. Our neshama needs right now to focus on amuna, and to focus on all the necessary things that the chag affords us, the Chag HaPesach specifically affords us, and that's going me'avdus l'cheiros. We have to be no longer mishubadim tar yetzahara, no longer mishubadim to the culture that surrounds us, mibayis and mibachutz, and just try to totally free ourselves and neshamas from all the things that plague us, and to celebrate yantif me'avdus l'cheiros. I just want to end with something very important from the Belzer Rebbe. The Belzer Rebbe survived the Holocaust miraculously. And during the last days of the Holocaust, there were a lot of Yidden that were broken, either people themselves who survived from the war or their relatives. And they approached the Belzer Rebbe right during this time period, right before Pesach. And they asked the Rebbe, how are we supposed to celebrate Pesach? I mean, honestly, we have millions and millions of karbanis in Europe that we know about that are dying or have died al kiddush Hashem in bayis hashen shamais. There's no family that doesn't have many, many relatives that were killed or that are in concentration camps or work camps or death camps. How are we supposed to sit around the seder table and enjoy and be besimcha and do everything appropriately for the mitzvah hayayim? How are we supposed to do it? So the Belzer Rebbe said something very important. He said, you know, the actual year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Pesach Mitzrayim, the Yidden were facing the exact same matzav ruach as we are today. Think about it. We know right before Makas Becheiros was Makas Cheshach. And during Makas Cheshach, 4/5 of Klal Yisrael perished. 4/5 of Klal Yisrael were over 2 million Yidden that died out of a sum total of maybe 3 million Yidden altogether, maybe 2.4 million Yidden that died in Makas Cheshach. Now, we always think of the Yidden that died in Makas Cheshach as being people that were Rishayim, or they didn't want to leave, whatever it was. Maybe they were misguided, but they were Yidden. They were our brethren, our sisters. They perished by the millions in Makas Cheshach. And they were able, Klal Yisrael were, a few weeks later, to go out and to celebrate, take the Karban Pesach and eat the Karban Pesach in their houses, the Leil HaSeder, and sing Hallel over the Karban Pesach and say the Haggadah together. And then they were able to go out Al Hayam and sing Shiras Hayam with a full heart as the Mitzrayim were chasing after them. How do you think they felt? You don't think that the Malach HaMavis hovering over them by the millions affected their Pesach? You think they were any different than we are today? They were in the same exact boat. What's the Teretz? How were they able to get through it? So if you look in the beginning of the Oz Yasher, it says, Oz Yasher Moshe. And the Lashon of Oz Yasher Moshe is B'Lashon Asid. It should have really said, Oz Shar Moshe of Bnei Yisrael. Then Moshe and Bnei Yisrael sang in the past tense. But instead it says, Yashir in the future tense. And Chazal, of course, say, Mikan Remez L'Tchias HaMesa Min HaTaira. From here we see a Remez, a sign to Tchias HaMesa Min HaTaira. Meaning, Oz Yashir Moshe in the future, Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, together with Klal Yisrael, they will sing. Meaning, when Mashiach comes and there's going to be Tchias HaMesim, Klal Yisrael will be revived again, and they'll have a matzah of Tchias HaMesim, will get up. Then they will rejoice. Everybody will rejoice once again. All the Mesim that died will then get up, and we will all have a simcha together. And the Belzer Rebbe said, that's pshat, how Klal Yisrael were able to get through it. They knew that although there were millions of people that died, and it was a terrible tragedy, and the Malach HaMavis was all around, Ki Allah HaMavis B'chalineinu, that the death was rising through the window. But nevertheless, we have to have emunah shlema that there will be Tchias HaMesim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a cheshbon for every single person who dies, and that someday everybody will get up and rejoice together. And with the knowledge that all the Mesim will someday come alive, Klal Yisrael were able to sing Shira to the Rabbeinu Shalom Oz Yashir Moshe of Bnei Yisrael. The Shira of Avdus Techeiros that Oz Yashir is was prefaced by the fact that we have to first understand the Misa in the proper context, understand what it is, understand that it's a temporary state that will change in Mitzvah Hashem when Mashiach comes, Bekar of Mamish. But that is something that once you understand and once you're able to frame the ability of understanding the Misa properly, with all the emuna that goes into it, with the understanding that there's a cheshbon, there's a din, and there's a dayan, and the Rabbeinu Shalom has an exact cheshbon, and there will be a tchias amesim, that's when Klal Yisrael is able to celebrate the Avdus Techeiros with a proper shiro, with a proper ruach hayim. And so my message to everybody is, before this Pesach, that although we are living now in times of Misa all around us, death and destruction and sickness and virus and obsession with all of the symptoms and obsession with all the people in hospitals and on respirators and the numbers that are so staggering, and especially Achenu Bnei Yisrael in every community, every kilo around the world seems to be really in the eye of the storm, Rachmana Litzlan. More people, since we're so together, we have such achdus, we celebrate simchas together, and we go to shul together, we learn yeshiva together, and we have a yam taivim together. Because of all the togetherness that we have, we were particularly susceptible to catching this virus from one to another. And because of that, the shuls are closed and the yeshivas are closed and all the terrible things. We're living in times of Mashiach. We're living in times of Oz Yashir Moshe. The only way to get through this is understanding Bemuna Shlema, that there's a Rabbeinu Shlem who has some cheshbon that we don't understand, but that there will be a silver lining to this cloud and there will be a happy ending. And if we're able to understand that on Erev Pesach, which we're holding in now, and we're going to go into Pesach properly with all the right emuna, with all the right bitachon, with all the hashgacha nechayna of Oz Yashir Moshe, thinking about the future, then we're going to be able to come into the Yom Tov Pesach and understand that the Mehus Hayayim is one of Me'avdus L'Cheiros. Forget about Misa L'Chaim, that's not what Yom Tov Pesach is. Pesach has to be understood that there is Misal Chaim, there is Yeshua HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to believe that Emunah Shleima HaKadosh Baruch Hu will end this machla, will end this terrible magefa, and that the proper yesidus to take away from it will be accomplished by all of us. We have to do tshuva from it. We have to change. We have to not let this opportunity go by without understanding how to appreciate a shul, how to appreciate proper decorum in a yeshiva, in a beis medrash, in a beis haknesses, how to treat others properly, ben adam l'chaveray, how to respect our elders who we're not going to be able to necessarily be with together on Pesach because of all the medical issues associated with spreading this virus. All of these yesidus are things that we have to take away. But come Pesach, when the Yantav of Pesach comes and we're singing Shira to the Rabbi Nisham, the halal that we sing has to be purely a halal of Abdus Techeris. The Nesiv HaShalom says that the Rosh Hashanah of Emuna is Pesach. Every Yantiv has its own Mahus, like we said before. Every Yantiv is a Rosh Hashanah for something else. The Yantiv of Pesach is Rosh Hashanah for Emuna. And we need Emuna now more than we ever did in our lives. And so to get the proper Emuna, we have to focus on the Seder and all the words of the Haggadah and on the Hallel. But the Yisayid HaYisaydis is to understand that now is a time of Geula. It's a time to focus on the geula. It's a time to focus on the fact that we have to free ourselves from all of the shibud of the galus that we're going through. And amirtz Hashem, if we could do that, ben nisan nigalu, uben nisan asidin ligal, amirtz Hashem, even before Pesach starts, we could focus on the geula shlema that will be upon us, amirtz Hashem, bevias gael tzedek, meheira b'yameinu amen. I wish everybody a beautiful yantav, v'chag kosher v'sameach, with all of the halal, all the simcha, all the beautiful yisaydes to be gleaned from this yantav. And amirtz Hashem, v'neichal shaman azvachim v'napsachim, we should celebrate this year already in Yerushalayim HaBnuya, eating from the Karban Pesach, the Karban Chagiga, singing halal on the b'chatzir's beis Hashem, b'seichich, Yerushalayim, Halukah. Have a wonderful, wonderful Pesach.